Hallelujah.
I give it over to you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he looked beyond all of my faults. They were so many that I couldn't number them. And I'm just glad he looked beyond them. Amen. It's good when God understands the need with deference to the fault.
Amen.
I'm excited and thankful for that. And then certainly we acknowledge the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Epitomized, personified, perfected in the person of Jesus, who is the Christ. We salute you, our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. We thank God for you individually and collectively.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
As we enter now into the study of God's Word, we want hearts and minds to allow the Spirit of God just to speak to us. Amen. We know God has already made the way. So now it's simply for us to get in the way. It was already made.
Yeah.
We hear it in our
reading
from the 31st number of Psalm. We read divisions 9 through 16. We're going to ask you to journey again with us to those inspired writings. Amen. Psalm 31, 9 through 16, we're going to ask all who are able to stand in reverence to the author of the word. Keep all of those passages in mind. We're going to focus on that 11th division in that 31st number of Psalm. The word of God reads from the King James Version of the Bible. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. You may be seated in God's presence. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking, praising you for this opportunity, God, to again enter into the study of your word. Thank you, God, that your word is good for doctrine and reproof, God, that you can use your word to get us back on the straight and narrow. And so for that, Lord, we thank and praise you. But now as we study, allow our hearts and minds, God, to be receptive to what it is you have for us.
Yes.
I acquiesce and surrender, God. I decrease unto you so that you, Lord, will have your way. Speak to us and through us that you're glorified and we are edified. We love you, praise you, adore you, and appreciate you. And Jesus, in your name, the saints of God said amen.
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 We are certainly excited about this time of celebration that's approaching next week, as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. But our Bible study has been dealing with living the resurrection daily in our lives. So we thank God for how he is putting this together. So we won't be before you long, but God has a word for us all today.
All right.
So we're going to preach today from the subject, and just use as a title to talk about for this preachment, the Jesus nobody wants.
All right, preacher.
The Jesus nobody wants. Now on this Palm Sunday, allow your mind to travel back 2 millennia to Jerusalem, David's city.
All right.
And you can hear the shouts of excitement from a bustling crowd. There are throngs of people lining the road that leads to the inner city.
Yeah.
And if you look closely, if you use your Holy Ghost imagination, you'll see a man on a donkey. There he comes right there. You see him? He's on that donkey, and he's making his way into the city slowly.
All right.
He's pressing his way through the crowd, and his mule is carefully stepping over the palm branches and the cloaks that are strewn along the road. I did a little research, and I found out mules don't like stepping on stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So in my Holy Ghost mind, and I could be wrong, but I can see them stepping over the palm branches that have been put down there, trying to get around the coast because it doesn't feel good on their hooves, so I can just see them making their way across the roadway.
Well, right.
And if you strain your spiritual ear, you'll hear the crowd shouting, Hosanna!
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
But the man is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
The one we worship and serve today from a distance of 2,012 years and a half a world away.
All right.
This is Jesus, born of Mary, baptized by John. This is Jesus who preached and healed. This is Jesus who made it a habit of hanging around with outcasts and the weak and the despised.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
And here he is riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. We hear the crowd honor him as the Messiah they have awaited since the time of the earliest prophets. And they're shouting, Hosanna in the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like a great day for Jesus, but things are not always as they appear.
That's it. That's it.
If you look at him in your Holy Ghost imagination, you'll see that his face shows the signs of a man weighted down by adversity.
Mm.
There's a shadow of disappointment in his eyes and perhaps a touch, just a touch of grief as he scans the crowds and considers their true feelings toward him.
All right.
David wrote about it many years prior to all of this. In Psalm 31:11, David said, I was a reproach among all my enemies, yeah, but especially my neighbors. You know, them are the folks that really kind of don't like you most of the time, the ones who live next door to you.
Yeah.
Or the ones who are in your family, or the ones who are in your house. They have problems sometimes. I was a reproach to them and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. In other words, those, every time they saw me walking down the street, they crossed over to the other side. You know how folks get.
Yes, sir.
And once Jesus passed by, then the crowd takes on a different flavor.
That's all right.
Palm branches are now dropped down to the ground. Conversation turns to the Sabbath celebration and the need to bring their tithe to the temple.
Well,
yes.
Most of them have mixed feelings about Jesus. Is he the one that we have waited for?
Mm-hmm.
Does he really have power to remove what oppresses us? Jesus picks his way through this carnival atmosphere while the undercurrent runs along with him. The crowd won't admit it, but that menacing doubt about the deity of Jesus is all around them.
Yes. Well,
and they welcome Jesus like royalty, but is he really their king?
All right
now.
Help us today.
And in just a few short days, the same crowd will answer their own questions when they turn into a mob and shout, crucify him.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see, Palm Sunday is a Sunday of uncertainty.
That's good.
The springtime of sorrows, if you will.
Yes, sir.
There's a parade of palms on the one hand and the spectacle of cynicism on the other.
Mm-hmm.
We may think that we are observing all of this from a distance, but the truth is that every one of us is standing in that same crowd right now.
Well.
And each of us is either the crowd that greets him or the mob that beats him.
All right.
Isaiah made the call more than 700 years ago when he wrote in Isaiah 53:3, he is despised and rejected of men.
Yeah.
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Yes.
And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Yes.
He was despised and we esteem him not.
Yeah.
In the end, he becomes the Jesus that nobody wants.
Mm.
Now, Palm Sunday has been called a festive dress rehearsal for resurrection.
Mm.
Everything in between is a flash in the pan, because we don't want to look too long at the suffering and pain of the crucifixion.
Mercy.
We would rather rush past the cacophony of the crisis to the joy of the empty tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't seem to bear the indignity and embarrassment of the cross because it somehow taints our worship experience in our mind.
Well, sir.
Our Catholic brothers and sisters have a different perspective.
All right, you help us.
During Passion Week.
Yeah.
They linger at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They walk the stations of the cross.
Yes.
And force themselves to remember every detail of their Savior's suffering.
Well,
yes, yes.
But what a contrast to our worship.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean this pejoratively, but why do they have to force themselves to remember once a year what we as the disciples of the Lord should recognize daily?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I understand that when I got up this morning, it was because he got up then.
Yes.
It's not just that one day I focus on.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
So whatever lens you choose to look through, ultimately, all of us end up in the same place.
All right.
The rejection of Jesus.
Well, mercy,
Lord.
Our minds will not let us skip over Good Friday, and I'm still trying to figure out why they call it good.
Yes, sir.
We talked about that in Bible study.
Yes, we did.
Nothing good about that.
Nothing good.
We may forget the deceit of Judas, the plotting of the Sanhedrin. Perhaps even we forget the collusion between the Pharisees and Pilate. Even the loss of Peter's courage and his painful denial.
Yes.
But we still all end up in the same painful end, a broken Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Psalm 31:13 says, "For I have heard the slander of many.
Yes.
Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me.
Yes.
They devised to take away my life."
Yes.
Well, see, the Romans didn't warn him. He threatens their power.
Right.
The religious leaders don't warn him. He questions their authority.
Right.
The zealots don't warn him because he won't lead or revolt. The crowd doesn't warn him. They yell for his crucifixion.
Yes.
His friends don't warn him. They desert him in the end.
Yes.
And some of us don't warn him because he cramps our style.
All right.
Somehow. Even those of us who claim we love him find ourselves wanting to turn from him from time to time.
Mercy.
We turn from his call to forgive. We turn from his command to love our enemies. We turn from his requirements to serve the poor.
Yes.
It all seems just too much to expect of us.
Wait,
so it boils down to this. Does anybody want Jesus?
Well,
mercy.
We spent the last few months with Jesus down on the plain where he was easier to follow and easier to swallow. His Galilee preaching was so clear and powerful. He drew us in with his healing, but he taught and moved among us, speaking of justice. But now we hardly recognize him. On his way to betrayal, letting himself be humiliated and mocked. Does anybody want that Jesus?
Right.
Now, the weeks leading up to the resurrection are necessary because they feed our memories. Perhaps we need those celebrations of Palm Sunday and Good Friday to force us to face what happened. We need them because they help us to understand the ups and the downs of our faith, the reasons for our apathy, our fear, our reluctance, and even our rejection of God's gift of a Savior.
All right.
It helps us understand why we need this Jesus.
Yes.
This is a serious celebration we're engaged in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All of our hymns and our contemporary musical celebrations, our responsive readings and our prayers are an attempt to put some order to our faith, to give it a rhythm and a movement and symbolism, especially when we don't understand the ways of God. We know the words. We've sung the hymns before. But we still need to sing them again and again to remind us of what Christ went through for us.
Yes.
We need to understand this Christ whom we claim to love and to serve.
Yes.
And we better pay attention, church. Because things are not always what they appear.
Yeah.
Oh, we may look like Christians today, but what about tomorrow when nobody is looking?
Yes.
We will be shouting Hosanna to our Christ, or will our reactions and our deeds reflect a denial of everything he stands for?
Mercy, Lord.
His incarnation is at stake, and so is our redemption.
Well,
so rather than shout Hosanna today, some might want to shout, save me. Save me, Lord, from myself. The world is a mess, and I'm a part of this mess.
Yes.
Now, Jesus didn't come to hear shouts of praise.
All right.
He came to save us from ourselves.
Thank
he
you,
came
Lord.
To wash us with his blood and yeah. wrap us yeah. in his blanket of righteousness.
Yeah.
He came to forgive us for every failure in our attempts to be like him.
Mercy.
And religion will never yield the kind of results that Jesus wants.
That's right. Mm. Yes, sir.
What he wants for us is to confess that we need him.
Yes. Lord.
What kind of Jesus are you looking for? What kind of Savior would we recognize?
Well, come on now.
The truth is that we are secretly longing for someone who will do our bidding, who will be like us, someone who will march in here and clean house the way we want it done. We're no different, really, than the Hosanna crowd. We want somebody to do all the work, but we want to get all the blame, all the glory.
Yeah.
We're really no different from Mr. Simon, I don't know what you're talking about, Peter. We too will deny Jesus.
Yes.
We will displace him from the center of our lives and instead to follow the devices and desires of our own hearts.
All right.
Does anybody in here want Jesus?
That's me.
And yet he comes anyway.
Yeah.
Still.
He rides into the city and into our lives and into this world to face the ambiguity and denial of the cross.
Yes.
He enters trusting that his life story will not end here.
Mm-hmm.
So he invites us to join him.
Well,
mercy.
He's inviting you to join him.
Yeah. All right.
To let go of your doubts about him and your reluctance to serve him.
Yes.
See, he wants us to know the full story so we can truly celebrate next Sunday.
All right, yeah.
And that's what this is all about. He said, I need you to know what's going on so when you get to the point of celebration, you can celebrate. You know why people are shouting hallelujah and hosanna. You understand why folks are excited about what's going on with the Lord. I don't want you coming in here shouting just because Sally Sue jumped up.
Yes,
I want you to have your own original shout.
Amen.
I need you to get your praise on.
Yes.
That's what he said. Somebody hold my mute.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
Now that's all he was really saying when he was riding on the mule. Think about it. He got off. Somebody hold the mule.
Uh-huh.
It's time now to do what we need to do.
Amen.
As we embark upon the celebration next week of Resurrection Sunday, don't worry about the little rabbits and the chocolate.
That's right.
They have nothing to do with Jesus.
That's right.
Don't have the little Easter egg hunts.
Yes,
sir. They have nothing to do with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
What we have to remember is that as he walked on the Via Della Rosa, with the beam across his back, he had been hit with 39 lashes of cattail. He was beat beyond recognition. And he's going up that hill called Golgotha.
Yes, sir.
The biblical record tells me that they took my Jesus and they stretched him wide and hung him high.
Yes, sir.
And then they dropped him low.
Dropped him low, Lord Jesus.
And he stayed there for 3 long days. But Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
I still don't know how early because it could have been 12 midnight in 1 second, but it was early Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning.
He got up with all power in his hand.
Yes.
And when he got up, my redemption was sealed.
Yes.
As we stand today for invitation, think about where your redemption lies in the Lord. Have you accepted him as your Savior? Have you accepted him and allowed him to be your Lord? You have to remember that he's either Lord of all or not Lord at all.
Yeah,
we don't serve a piece of way Jesus.
Yeah.
He wants all of us or none of us. He told you he don't like lukewarm things. The book of Revelation, he said he would spew you out of his mouth.
Yeah.
So today, this is your opportunity to get close to him. If you need healing in your body, Jesus is the divine physician.
Amen.
If you need clarity in your mind, he can give you more direction and guidance than Sigmund Freud could ever think about. If you need peace, he is your shalom.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever it is, Jesus is your answer. If you have a praise report or a testimony today, if he's done something for you, if he got you up off your bed of affliction, if he allowed you to get on about your business, then this is your day to tell the world about the God that we serve. Jesus will fix it, I tell you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Jesus is the answer. So right now, we encourage you to speak boldly for the Lord. God bless you today. First, that next step of faith. This is, in fact, the faith journey. Forsaking all, I trust him. That's what faith really means. We've got to get over and allow him to have his way. Men, you may be seated. We've done as we've been commanded. If you're coming, there's still yet time. Certainly, we thank God for those who have come. We acknowledge him for his goodness and his grace. We give over to him on today that he will have his way in your situation and your circumstance. God I serve has already fixed it. I hear people say he's able to make a way out of no way. I tell you today, the way is already made. Jesus said, it is finished. I've done what I'm going to do. It's up to you. And God bless you. Again, we thank God for those who have come. We want to ask them to share with us what the Lord has put on their hearts so that we may pray with them, pray for them, acknowledge God's goodness in our lives as he continues to bless us and keep us from this time forward. We just thank God on today. Amen. We're going to start with Brother Darrell. Just ask him to share with us what the Lord has put on his heart.
Amen.
Magnifying his name, in the name of Jesus.
salvation of my soul and forgiveness of
my
sins.
Thank you, Father.
I am so grateful to God. He brought me through surgeries and loss of friends and loss of loved ones and just loss.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about God's love is His love heals the cracks in your heart and allow you to just go by faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was so important to me. And what I mean is to go on with a good attitude.
Amen.
I'm focused on you, God, no matter what goes on, no matter what they say, no matter what they do.
That's right.
Thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory. I understand what false is. It's just content. That's a beautiful place to be for me.
Yeah.
Content.
Amen.
And I know it's God. So now I just wanted to learn more about God. Continue to ask for wisdom.
Amen. God bless you. We thank God for your peace.
Yes.
Your understanding of Him. It's really very, very simple. Jesus believed is salvation received.
Mm-hmm.
And it just boiled down to that. We thank God for faith and trust and the peace that He's given you. For that desire He's placed in your heart to learn more of Him.
Yeah.
When we seek Him, biblical record tells us that He will indeed find us. And we thank Him for that. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Doing a lot of things that like grown-ups have to do to help out, you know, in the household. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why we've been bumping heads. And I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful that I have both of them, you know.
Amen.
Dr. Lacker and Dr. Mason in my heart and in my house, you know, it's an honor. And I thank God that this weekend that their mother actually came over and spent some quality time with them.
Amen.
That's a blessing in itself.
Amen.
We thank God certainly for you and for your grandson. How God just continues to bless them, to use them in this time of recovery. We just thank God certainly for their mom and their dad. We just continue to keep them lifted up. You know, God is able. We still yet trust Him. We give over to Him now. Do we have a prayer request? Great reports. Amen. Yes.
Praise God again. We want to keep the Culberson family lifted up.
Yeah.
Thank God for, again, blessing seen and unseen. We don't always see how God's hand is working. We just sometimes see the evidence. I thank God for just giving us the ability, even me the ability, to see the evidence of Him moving in my life, in the life of my family, for my mother, my father, and for our whole family. I just see Him moving. So I want to give God the praise that even in this, it's an intense hour of testing for the saints of God right now, in general, all of us. If we don't think it is, then talk to me, because I need to know your secret. But from what I'm gathering from the body of Christ, the body is going through. But I thank God He's faithful. He said He will provide for us the way to escape. And there is no temptation that will befall us. That is a common thing. So we thank Him for the way out and being our way. So I just want to give Him praise for who I see Him as being.
Amen. Thank God for your knowledge of His goodness. Even is in bless and keep us. And if there's nothing else, to let us prepare for prayer.
Touch.
Yeah.
Jesus. Father God, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, God, for blessing us, your people. We thank you, God, for blessing us individually and collectively. We give over to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you've heard the prayer requests and the testimonies. You've heard the praise reports, God. We thank you that you are a prayer answering, God. Yeah. Thank you, God, that as our petitions go up, God, you have sent the answer before that time has arrived. We thank you for being faithful, God, unto us, even when we are not unto you. So bless us individually and collectively. Strengthen us and encourage us, God. We need healing in our bodies, clarity in our mind, peace in our spirit. Whatever it is, God, we stand in need of, we thank you right now. Amen, God, for Cobus and family, Brother Dalen, God, whatever that situation is. Thank you, God, that you are right there ministering unto that family and working your work, God, to bless us and keep us as our prayer strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, we praise you, we adore you, and appreciate you. And Jesus, in your mighty, matchless, marvelous, and majestic name, the blood covering of the Lamb, and the saints of God said, Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forgot you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As we prepare for... Yes. As we prepare for our communion, man, do we have any announcements, remarks? Amen. Again, Brother Malachi, God bless you, man. It's good seeing you. We met last Monday, had a good discussion. We just thank God.
Amen.
And he is a man who loves the Lord. We thank God for that.
Praise God.
Amen. We're going to give you an opportunity at this time just to share briefly what the Lord has put on your heart. Then we'll move into our communion service.
Amen.
First of all,